A big, big congratulations to you. Only the doers actually get going and start doing what they say they're going to do. So I just want to congratulate you this morning, this day, for getting things going, making your goal so important to you that you're actually willing to take action and go forward. So today, I wanted to share with you the quote that I used for me. This is just one of my quotes. I have seven that I used this morning. I read each one twice. And I read my new story as well. But I'm going to share this quote with you. Here it goes. It says, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doers of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while doing greatly, by daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." All right. So that was one of the quotes that I had for myself today that got me going and got me motivated. Now, it is important. Here's where I messed up today. What I did was I kept a lot of this stuff in my mind, all the things I had to do for today. Because I guess I took for granted the importance of planning the day before. The importance of having a to-do list is critical. You need to take time the day before to plan the activities you're going to do that's going to go towards the goal that you're trying to achieve. Now, so you need to put down on your to-do list that you need to read your quotes 2 times each, and have them placed throughout your home and carry them with you in your purse or in your wallet. You need to put that on your to-do list until it becomes a habit for you that you don't even have to think about it. So that's something I failed to remind you to do. Because what happened with me is, instead of starting the day out reading my quotes and my new story, I ended up waiting, and it didn't happen until 12 o'clock. Midday for me. Now, if I had planned it out properly from the day before, I would have done it first thing in the morning. The thing is, life always interrupts. Things always happen throughout the day. And if you don't plan it ahead of time, it's very easy to just get on with your day and sort of let this fall in where it falls in. You don't want this to fall in where it falls in. You want it to be planned and implement it at a specific time, and you should be, you know, make that time where you're away from other people, where there are no interruptions, that you have time to really just focus on what it is you need to do. So that's what one thing I'd like to remind you to do. Set your to-do list from the day before so you know exactly what you're going to do and when you're going to do when the day arrives. Okay, so what I did was I read my 7 quotes. I read them twice today, and I read my new story that I wrote for myself. I read that twice as well, and I read it with all my emotions. And like I said, it didn't happen until midday, so it's important that you plan first thing in the morning so you got up and running and you feel good going on throughout the day. So now, one of the things I needed to do was record this audio that I have for you, and so I didn't end up doing it this until 4 o'clock in the evening, where had I planned it, I probably would have done it a little earlier in the morning or earlier in the afternoon. So things I need to plan for is a Facebook Live that's coming up on the 31st of May. I need to plan for that. I need to prepare because I don't naturally speak. You know, it's not necessarily comfortable for me to speak in front of a live video camera without preparing somewhat. So I need to prepare what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it, so I come across more comfortable and not as restrictive. Okay, so that's one of the goals I need to do for today. Now I need to also plan for my radio interview so I know how to conduct myself, what types of things I need to say as well. I did not get it done until noon, like I said. And what I found when I read my quotes and my new story is just got me focused. Got me focused on what it is I need to do. Got me in a zone thinking about exactly what I need to do to get on track and achieve the things that I want to achieve. To break through my fear of success. That's my challenge. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do for tonight is I'm going to prepare a to-do list for tomorrow so that I don't get caught off guard again for tomorrow and I know exactly what I'm going to do and get it started. Also, at the end of the day today, I will be taking 30 minutes of my time and I'm going to look at some colors and some styles for a tailor-made suit. I'm working on, that's a reward for myself. When I break through, when I feel that I've achieved something, which is going to be the, when I do that radio interview, that's going to be a significant achievement for me. It's going to be the first one I've ever done. And so I'm going to have a tailor-made suit made for me. So I'm going to take 30 minutes tonight and look over some colors, look over some styles, to get me kind of motivated. And this is kind of a reward for me for taking the time to do, to focus on what I need to do today. So what you need to do is you need to take time to reward yourself. Once you get through this day, reward yourself somehow. Take some time, watch some TV, watch some type of sitcom or whatever you enjoy. You know, here's a list of things that you could perhaps do. You can make your own list. I recommend you make your own list today. Don't put it off. So you'll know what kind of rewards you can give yourself. So you could go to a movie. It could be a special movie. It could be a dinner at a special restaurant. It could be you buy some new shoes, buy a new belt. When I was losing weight, one of the goals that I had was to buy a new belt. Now, you can also watch your favorite sitcom on Netflix or whatever with popcorn, spending time just relaxing. You can go feed the ducks. You can go see a play. You can read a chapter of a book that you've been putting off. You can buy your favorite magazine. You can read your favorite magazine. You can spend an hour listening to your favorite music. Any number of things that will impact you positively. Take time to do it. It goes a long way just to motivate you to get you into action, something to work for, to kind of condition your subconscious mind to believe you're working towards something worthwhile. Okay, so take time to do your own reward list so you'll know what to do and reward yourself at the end of today as well. Now, so it's a good idea to do your to-do list, like I said. It's a good idea to reward yourself and really take the time to congratulate yourself. Also, you can say some good things to yourself at the end of the day when you've completed. You can say, good job, well done, well done. I would say, well done, Aaron, good job. You got through day one working towards breaking through your fear of success. So that's it. Now, all I will say to you is just keep going. Good job. You are a doer. You're not just a sayer. You're somebody who believes in yourself enough to actually take action. So I'm going to challenge you to keep going. And that's it for today. See you in the next audio. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful evening. Look forward to sharing with you again tomorrow. Bye now.